Live and local. The Weeknd.
Seriously, I really like what you have to say. I mean, the way you formulate a thought in a sentence that goes with that thought, it correlates with reality. And I'm hoping that you can be on the air more in the future. And by the way, it's Saturday morning. This is your friend Chet. And a big, big listener of Kiki FT. Take care.
News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
You know, just last night, people were bugging me about, well, when's it going to snow in the Truckee Meadows? Potter, the weatherman, always get things wrong. And when people email me and say this, you know, when's it going to snow? You said it was going to snow. I say it's going to snow when you plant your tomatoes or if you decide to drive to the bay, you'll see the snow come down. And they don't think that's very funny. Anyway, I'm John Potter, live and local. I'm in Reno, and Craig running the show from Carson City. Hey, Craig.
Good morning, Mr. Potter.
Oh, you're wide awake. We had rough drives to work today, and I'll get right to this. I mean, because I think 90% of our audience is probably listening in a vehicle. So this is all important here with the weather. And I think this is the biggest winter type storm we've had so far this season. And they said this would be the third of the three and it shouldn't be too bad. I don't know. I'm looking at the chain controls. I'm looking at all the crashes here. Let's run through these. Reno, they just cleared. There was a bad injury crash southbound 80 at South Virginia around Patriot. There is a crash being worked on right now, southbound USA Parkway. You don't see USA Parkway on the trooper list too often. They cleared another in Sparks, eastbound 80 at Pyramid Way. Carson City, where you are, Craig, they had an injury crash at northbound 580 at Bowers Mansion, and they just took it off the trooper list here. But you didn't encounter anything bad at all or cause anything.
Not at all. In fact, I didn't even see that Bowers Mansion one. It must have been because, that's how I drive down here, is right over that exit, and I didn't see it anything. And that was only, that was 45 minutes ago that I was there.
All right, Tahoe, crash at Incline, Route 28.
When is there not
Thunderbird
one there?
Lodge. Yeah, I know. A lot of these, you know what I always see all the time, and I've been doing the traffic reports for weeks here, is 80 and Pyramid Way. That's a very big one. And, of course, 395 Highway, North Valleys, and I think half of those are caused by, I don't want to point fingers here, but I think construction is to blame for a lot of that, these little detours and everything that they toss you around on. Can lead to a lot of confusion out there. So we have another close to state line on Kingsbury Highway. Over the hill, westbound 80, single vehicle spin out just east of Floriston. Yeah, you need snow tires on 80 from Robb Drive to the state line. And once you're in California, chains or four-wheel drive with snow tires from on 80 from Verdi all the way to Blue Canyon. Of course, you probably expected that. Kingsbury Grade chains from state line to Mottsville on the Mount Rose Highway. You got to have chains right at Montreux all the way to the lake. And you need chains all around the lake on 28 and 89, except for that little stretch going from state line to Cascade Lake, 50 and 89. And get this, snow tires on 580 right now from the Mount Rose Highway to East Lake Boulevard, and you need them on old 395 too, same distance. That's your route there, Craig. Do you have snow tires?
I do. I actually have some great tires I got.
Good boy.
Yeah, they didn't have the tires I wanted, so they actually the company, who is not a client, so I won't mention, but they actually upgraded my tires because they didn't have what I ordered in stock when I came in for my appointment. So
I had great service too. It's a long story about my tires, but well, I think I told the story. I bought tires. They cost a fortune now. You all know that. And they had that weird rust-colored blotches on it. And I went online, and this is a big problem. It's some sort of a new chemical they put in tires or something. And I didn't like the orange blotches on two of them. They were really bad. So they replaced the two at no cost, which was really cool. But then I'm driving along, and I drove over a median. That was another long story, and busted one of the tires. And I went back, and, you know, normally you'd have to pay. It was my fault busting the tire, but they gave me one of the rust-colored blotch tires that I returned. But it was still in excellent shape. So I said, it's very nice. They didn't charge me anything. Yeah, great people out there. Okay, I think that's it for chains here. Let me see. Snow tires, a five. Okay, mentioned that. And also, you need them on Highway 50 chains from a few miles west of Carson City to State Line at the lake. So people say, when's it going to snow here? You said it's going to snow. Blah. That's to you. And I would love to see this come back on Christmas Eve and Christmas, wouldn't you? For now, the clouds have been getting our hopes up all week, and here it is. But we are under a winter storm warning right now. It goes until 10 o'clock tonight. That's for Sierra and Tahoe. We're expecting 4 to 10 inches of lake-level snow and up to 3 feet in the mountains, and this is heavy, wet snow, so there's an avalanche warning, too. And speaking of kind of with the weather, it kind of fits. Santa Crawl is downtown tonight starting at 8 o'clock. Said to be one of the biggest, if not the biggest, beer crawl in the country. We should be so proud. So Santa Crawl, biggest. Why? Actually, I've heard it's not quite what it used to be, and that each year it seems to get more and more dead. That's what people are telling me. And I see this morning that, by the way, lines are open. If I missed anything on the roads, feel free to call up. You're our eyes, folks, and you can tell us what's going on as I'm being held without my will here in the studio. 884-9910 is our number. Donald Trump wants to do away with daylight saving time. He posted this on his Truth Social late yesterday, that he and his party are going to try to end the spring ahead, fall back nonsense. I added that word. When he returns to office, he says, quote, daylight saving time has a small but strong constituency, but it shouldn't. Daylight saving time is inconvenient and very costly to our nation. You know, if it is ended, employers and businesses and schools, you'll just need to adjust your hours of operation. You know, farmers already do that. Farmers don't go by the clock. They go to work just before sunrise, regardless of what time it is. Construction workers do that too. They start work at sunrise. It's hard to judge now because, you know, these are the darkest days of the year. So if you're thinking, oh, it's going to be dark more often, it's a bad time for him to bring it up. But I've always said it's something we don't really need, you know. I just think changing clocks for any reason is bogus. That's my take. I'm trying to open up the phone screener here.
You were talking about being darker. Well, the darkest day is coming in 1 week.
20th, right?
Yeah. Just
first day of winter.
Yeah. Yep, first day of winter. It's the shortest day of the year from sunrise to sunset. And if we stay on daylight savings time, you can basically count on exactly what you're getting, and then it starts getting brighter and brighter and brighter until summer when it's the longest day of the year in June. So
I just see no problem getting rid of it. I mean, you know, okay, it's going to be a little darker for this person or that. I think we'll survive.
Yep.
I just, change of clocks just seems bogus to me. I mean, that's my personal thing. about it. Washoe County Public School students, their last day of class before winter break is this coming Thursday. They're off till January 6th.
Oh, to be young again.
And these drones. I thought for sure I wouldn't have to talk about these drones, but I'm amazed that they still don't know basically anything about these drones. Like a lot of stories, everybody has an idea, a theory. I'd love to hear yours at 884-9910. Have at it, Craig. What do you think these car-sized drones are?
I think they're overblown fictitious. Being overblown by people who don't know what they're talking about. Because
you should work for the White House.
Hey, you know.
That's what they're saying.
Well, when you see the red and green lights on them, that is an aviation. Those are aviation. The red lights are the left side of the plane or device, and the blue light or green lights are the right side. So that way, you know, if by looking at them head on or tail on, if they're coming toward you or going away from you. If the red light is on your right, that means they're coming toward you. If it's on the left, flying the same direction.
You see the videos, they're just kind of like hovering around people's backyard and
I think it's just somebody going out and playing. Who knows? It could be one of the people that do the fireworks displays instead of doing drone or fireworks. Now they're switching to drones and they're out there testing their drones. Who knows?
The White House national security. Yeah, well, the White House, too. I mean, John Kirby, the White House National Security Communications Advisor, about the many drone sightings in New Jersey, says, quote, neither the White House nor state and local law enforcement have been able to cooperate any of these reported visual sightings. Okay. The news keeps talking about New Jersey, but the Wall Street Journal says, quote, drones of unknown origin have been spotted flying over military bases in Virginia and Nevada. In the past year, including the secret base for the Navy's elite SEAL Team 6 Commando Unit and Naval Station Norfolk, the world's largest naval port. Yeah, Nevada has a lot of military sites, too. We got Creech Air Force. We got the Naval Air Station Fallon, Nellis Air Force Base Las Vegas, and right down the street here, our Air National Guard. And they have been sighted in Nevada. And you know what? It just, this whole thing, it reminds me of something my uncle, who was in the service for decades, told me when I was little, that the first general order when he had joined the Army, and I think that was, I will guard everything within the limits of my post and quit my post only when properly relieved. And that's how he said it. And I thought about that this week, and how that means in this case is that these federal officials and all that, we are their post. Our airspace is their post. They're supposed to guard it and watch out for things. And enough of this, we don't know. Oh, it's they mean no harm, and we're not sure what it is. Just get a 12-gauge and take care of it. My gosh, I think the military has some. Anyway, I'm John Potter. Phone number 884-9910. We'll update you on the snow and the road conditions and the crashes out there. Be safe and careful. It's going to be a fun show today. We got four guests, and Jamie Lissau is calling back from the Gutfeld show because he's going to be doing a show in Carson City at the Nugget. He might have tickets to give away. So definitely stick around and call in. I'd love to hear from you folks. 884-9910. We're going to take a break right now on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, Time 920.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Just got this in, folks. Due to current food prices, you know the five-second rule? When you drop food on the floor, due to current food prices, that rule has been extended now to 15 seconds. There's more local news, and this came out this week on Monday, actually. This part isn't funny, but Northern Nevada, That's good news, actually. Northern Nevada has seen a drop in what's called use of force incidents by police that end with serious injury or death. Reno police have a 100% reduction of that, with none this year. Washoe County Sheriff's Office, 67% decline in use of force incidents by police that end with serious injury or death. In Sparks, police report no change in deaths, but one serious injury in 2024. The numbers do not include incidents in jails. Can I ask one thing? Maybe somebody out there knows. Is there less use of force because there's also less enforcement of laws?
I don't know. I'm just speculating here. And I don't know if I really worded my take on the drones too well, but I was basically saying that our government is pretty much ignoring it. It's phenomenal that we still don't know a week later, or actually they've been spotted before that. And a lot of people think these reports started this week, and that's what I thought. But the first reports on the mystery drones were being called in back a year ago. This is New York Post here I'm reading. Former U.S. Air Force General Mark Kelly was first made aware of the drone sightings in December 2023 when officials at Langley Air Force Base along the Virginia coast reported seeing dozens of drones flying over the base at night. So a year now without anybody really looking into what they are. Is the Secret Service in charge of this? I don't know. They've really been seen across the country. New Jersey, though, is getting the attention, I think, because they're close to New York City, and that's where all the TV networks are. But the drones have been over Camp Pendleton, and the issue there is that they've been seemingly surveilling warships of the United States Navy off San Diego. And you come across the West and the Heartland portion of the United States, and you hear reports of them flying around nuclear facilities and nuclear power plants, for example. Langley, Virginia, the headquarters of the CIA, has had drones there. But what I don't get, and maybe you think too, is how do we not know what they're doing? Shoot one down for crying out loud. But the reaction of the FBI and the military and the White House has been interesting. The White House says that the supposed sightings have not been corroborated. We don't know if these are drones. We have no corroborations of the sightings. And that's what they said. And I'm sitting there thinking, listen, there are videos of them. Okay, I think when Jim and Mary America pull out their phone and hold it up to the sky and make a video of this thing, I think that's cooperative. Okay. But the FBI now, they say, no, there's nothing to know about it. Military says, no, we don't know about it. I don't know. We don't know. Or they're not doing any damage. They're not causing any harm. You don't know they are harmful if you don't know who they are. And nobody's come forward to own up and say that the drones are theirs. You know, they're somebody's drone. So it's a case of somebody knows something, but they don't want anyone to know. It's a little subterfuge right there. They're clearly serving some purpose up there, and that purpose could be counter to our interests or security. I don't think they're up there to take pictures. A spy satellite can take better pictures. So why deploy a drone except to test a defense system? Has it crossed the Pentagon's mind that drones can be weaponized? If it's a good guy, why, after all this upset, why haven't they called their local TV station, you know? Hey, guys, it's us. We're Drones of America. 1-800 buy my drone. We'd like to drop by and show you what we're doing. I don't think so. And if members of the U.S. government have not decided to put up roadblocks to defend against these, you have to wonder who they actually work for, since they are supposed to honor an oath to defend our country and Constitution. Last year, you know, don't forget, Joe allowed the Chinese spy balloon to go over the entire country. And before that, you know, they left the border open down south. Oops. But the idea the military can't do anything about it, to me, is preposterous. And one theory is that it's our drones they are testing, and this is just a cover story. But if it isn't, and the government needs to get to the bottom of it quickly. You know, drone technology, everybody knows it's quickly becoming very sophisticated and dangerous, and I think the government should shoot down unidentified drones to determine what they are and who is sending them. And you know what? Did you notice? There's no partisan divide on drones because we all want answers. My answer is a 12-gauge, okay? If they apparently don't exist, it cannot be a crime to shoot down what doesn't exist, the way I see it. But Mayorkas says Homeland Security is not authorized to shoot down. Someone needs to grow a pair right there. Some vet in Florida did take some shots at one hovering over his house with a 9mm, hit it too, and he was ticketed. He probably didn't have a drone tag or his hunting license was expired. Oh, look, it's 9:30 already. I'm John Potter, live and local, 884-9910. Four guests coming up. Our first one is next, actually. We're going to be talking health with Derek Lee. Appreciate your input, 884-9910. And I'll update you right after Fox News about the weather and the roads and how they're doing locally. I'm going to check that out right now. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:30.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
John Potter live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon. And in the studio with us, Derek Lee. Oh, I should call you. Do I have to call Sir Derek? Sir Derek Lee, because you have been nominated for a global award in biotechnologies and a life sciences innovation award for 2025. Check out the big brain on Brad. Do we have to valet park your car now?
Nope, just nomination. It's actually
just. This is amazing. This is a nationwide, probably global. Worldwide.
Yeah.
Nominated for a global award in biotechnologies and life sciences innovation. Who is this from?
I got the email Monday. I believe it was Monday morning. And the first thing I did was research the company. I'm like, this has to be a scam. They're going to be asking me
for
money.
That's what
next.
I would have thought right away. It's like, we've decided to put you in the who's who of America.
Yeah.
2025. Then you find out you have to pay $250.
Here's your $5,000 entry fee.
But tell me how you know this is legit then.
I've researched the company. I researched the award. And the company's been in business since 2009 or 2010. And they've been doing the award since for 10 years. This is not year nine. They've been doing this award. And what they, what they started doing differently is they set parameters into AI to start including small businesses into their innovation awards. So it actually encompasses global achievements. And so they probably set parameters in with AI so AI can scour the entire internet across the entire globe. And we popped up as one of the nominees.
Amazing, really is. And when you walked in, I asked how's business. You say it's growing spectacularly. And that's great for you, Derek Lee, Brain Health Formulas. And the reason is, I think, why you're catching on is the stuff works, your sleep pill. Okay, what's the name of it?
Sleep Well.
I sure did. a little too well. Here's the deal. I took it last Sunday night. And usually I wake up on my own like at 4:30 in the morning, no matter what I take. And I've been taking melatonin and maybe something a little extra sometimes to sleep. But I always wake up at around 4:30 because all my career I've done morning TV or morning radio. And I used to get up at 2:30 in the morning like at Channel 2 for 20 years. And the body doesn't change really. And so the cats know this. They know I'm going to get up at 4:30 and that's when they expect their treats. And it just goes on from there. Well, I took your pill. What is it? Sleep Well. Yeah. Sunday night, and I went to, it took a bit longer to get to sleep than the melatonin. The melatonin takes me 40 minutes to get to sleep. Yours took about 50, almost an hour. The thing is, I overslept into the next morning,
and I had to rush to work on Monday morning here. And so it's powerful, I think, maybe a little too much. I didn't have to get up once to pee. I don't know what it has to do with the pill, but slept like a log, but had but overslept.
Wow, John, that's what we have alarms for.
That's an honest review. No, I never used an alarm. I didn't have to, but I guess now I will. But that's powerful stuff.
That's fantastic. That's great.
Yeah. If you want sleep, that's it.
Yeah. It's one of those things sometimes we don't know how tired we really are until we're asleep.
And what's in sleep well again?
So we use valerian root that helps us fall asleep, that helps us relax. We have chamomile and passion flower. Those help us help the body and the brain relax. We have something called dream herb, to where if we have dreams during the night, it helps us to remember the dreams. They're more that provides the improvement to be more interactive within the dreams and to recall the dreams. Then we also have used magnesium glycinate, and we also use magnesium threonate, which that magnesium glycinate helps the body relax. The threonate helps the brain relax. And then the melatonin or non-melatonin versions, they just help us generate a proper sleep cycle, whether that's, you know, sometimes if we're used to getting up between 2:30 and 4:30 in the morning, then sometimes we might sleep a little longer because we need it.
Yeah, well, I got you there. And I got 8 hours. Rarely do I get 8 hours. Usually with the melatonin, I have to take a little extra sometimes, like one of those Costco sleeping pills. But no, your thing is something. And it's there at brainhealthformulas.com. It's called Sleep Well. Now you're introducing a new bundle weight loss special.
That's correct.
All right. Weight loss. Oh, we got their attention now.
So we're introducing it before New Year's. So the weight loss bundle has Restore in it. It's going to activate the brain. We use Master Blaster, and this is the reason why we're initiating it now versus after the first of the year, is it takes Master Blaster about 2, maybe 3 weeks to start having an effect. And because it starts to help us with our appetite, it helps us be more precise upon the foods we want to eat versus engaging in a lot of sweets, which is okay. You know, I'm kind of going off diet and just indulging the rest of the year. What it helps me do, I've been taking this for several months now. I don't know if anyone goes to Costco, but Costco during the holiday season, they have this cranberry jalapeno cream cheese dip, which I absolutely have loved every year until this year. I have 3 containers sitting in my refrigerator because I would burn through a whole container every 1 to 2 weeks.
Oh, that's your weak point there.
It's sweet and spicy and creamy. It has all those 3 things that I absolutely love. And I've had 3 of them sitting in my refrigerator for 4 weeks, and I've opened one of them, and it's half gone. But usually when something is opened and I start eating it, I just consume, I devour it. And I have not touched this. It's still sitting there 3 weeks later after it was opened, which is a miracle for me. And so I'm not interested in it. And so this is how Master Blaster is having an effect on my appetite in choosing what to eat and how much to eat. So not only so we have the ability to kind of shy away from sweet treats. Mm-hmm. We have the ability to be more specific upon our own health with choosing certain things. We can always override it. So it just helps us be more specific about what we want to eat and how much of it we want to eat.
So you basically tested it against your all-time favorite food.
I do.
That you devour the whole container.
Yeah.
What is it again from Costco?
It's Stone Mill, or Stone House is the manufacturer. It's cranberry jalapeno cream cheese dip. I used to make toast, and I would pile it like an inch and a half high. Oh, it was 1 to 2 inches high of a cream cheese, 2 pieces of toast, 2 inches high of a cream cheese dip.
That's your food handicap,
that was my that was breakfast. Yeah, used to be. This is a totally different experience for me, and that's the only thing I can contribute it to.
Amazing. Okay, so what's the deal with the weight loss bundle?
So Restore, Master Blaster, and then we have the Fat Buster and Fat Burner. Those two work synergistically off of each other also. The Fat Buster is going to convert a white. So when we store energy, it's in our cells. when we store energy as a fat, then that converts into a white fat cell that's stored for energy. And as we age, we lose that ability to then access the white fat cell as an energy source. So Fat Buster converts white fat cell to a brown fat cell. And then we need to be able to access that brown fat cell as an energy source. And this is where Fat Burner comes into play. So they're synergistic. And then the Fat Burner, acetyl-carnitine and biotin, attaches that brown fat cell and starts burning it off. So that's the whole combination. Those four components work synergistically with each other to promote a very efficient weight loss bundle.
You know, I noticed with your Fat Burner when I was taking it, I ran out. But it not just the food in the house. I didn't feel like going to my favorite restaurant when I was taking it.
That's great.
It's just the brain, what goes on in there to make you not want to go to your favorite restaurant with this Fat Burner pill.
Pretty fantastic.
And by the way, you live up by Kingsbury. Where's the best restaurant where you live?
You know, I don't.
I'll give you choices here because I know Kingsbury very well. Fox and Hound, Mott's, Audibles, or Tahoe Tavern.
They're all great. If I was going to choose one, I would probably go to Chart House.
Oh, you're well. That's going down the road a bit.
It's
or
less than a mile from my house.
Yes. I love Chart House. It's amazing.
It's great. The one Mott Canyon is fantastic.
Great happy hour at Chart House.
Yeah.
I don't understand, though, why they have the big, huge windows at Chart House, which would give you the greatest view possible, but there's all these trees in the way.
That's what happens, I think, John.
I guess they got to leave them where they are, but Chart House, excellent. As for the four I mentioned, I think in your immediate area, I think Fox and Hound.
That's great.
Okay, Mott's is fun, but the food isn't like the Fox and the Hound.
Right.
And a lot of people love Audibles. Others like, see, the Fat Burner. I don't want to go there. I'm talking about them, and it's my brain. You took it over.
I love
88490.
I love love Tahoe Tavern and Grill.
Tahoe
Tavern and Grill.
There you go.
Yeah. They
what makes it special? What do you eat there?
It just depends on what I'm feeling, but, I can't just pick one menu item. I think I'm about halfway through the menu right now.
Tahoe Tavern, man. Get this Fat Burner to this guy stat. Now, Craig has no weight problem whatsoever. he's not human. I don't know how he, alien. Anyway.
Now the only alien I know is Elon Musk. That's the only alien I know.
and Zuckerberg, come on, he's got to be. Anyway, we're here with Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com. One more segment. If you have questions about his product or just health in general and dieting or sleeping, this man, look at him. He's been nominated for a global award in biotech and a life sciences innovation award, sir. Derek Lee will be back with us for one more segment. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 947.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk.
For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
And for the Sierra Tahoe, we're under a winter weather advisory. I think it's till 10 o'clock tonight. If you're out there driving, yes, you need snow tires on 80 from Rob Drive to the state line. And once you're in California, chains or four-wheel drive with snow tires required right now on 80 from Verdi all the way to Blue Canyon. Kingsbury grade, chains from state line to Mottsville. On the Mount Rose Highway, chains right at Montreux to the lake and all around the lake on 28 and 89, except if you're going from state line to Cascade Lake there, that stretch, no restrictions. And get this, snow tires on 580 Reno from the Mount Rose Highway to East Lake Boulevard, and you need them on old 395 too, same distance, and on Highway 50 from a few miles west of Carson City to state line. At the lake, but it looks nice. It sure is pretty. We have Sir Derek Lee. Well, I'm impressed. I really am. Brainhealthformulas.com. Perfect time to buy. It's buy two, get one free
On what?
The weight loss bundle. I just uploaded it last night. I did that in case I had to shovel my driveway before I could leave this morning. So I wanted to make sure it's available to everyone. So it's once you go to the human products page on the website, it's the very bottom of the human products page, the weight loss bundle.
Human products, because you have pet products?
We have pet products also, yeah. So there's two different pages for that. We don't have a lot of products on the pet products page yet. However, we have two separate categories, so it's easier to identify.
And altogether, what are your top sellers? What are the most popular products?
Restore's the top seller.
Well, that was your first, wasn't it?
That was the first, and that's I believe that is the most functional. It people as young as 2 years old have taken it to 95 years old have taken it.
It's great. That's why I first fell in love with your products, and you improved it even.
Yeah, we continually make improvements as we see how we can make improvements, and it's always an evolution. I will communicate the best to my ability at the time, and as I learn more or we learn more, we will continue to upgrade and improve all the formulas, because I don't believe as a human being myself, I don't believe that once something is developed, it's 100% accurate. If I find some way to improve it, I will test it first, and then if we can improve something, we will improve it. I don't believe in once something is set, that's set in stone, because I think that's it's a false narrative, and that's kind of maybe ego or arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe there's always ways to improve everything.
You're a bit tired because, as you were telling me off air, you're kind of backlogged fulfilling orders.
Yeah, we were definitely backed up. We had a bunch of orders yesterday, and that's leading into another sale promotion today. So
you had it yesterday. Well, that's word of mouth stuff right there.
Lots of word of mouth, yeah. And the word is spreading. And that I believe that receiving this award definitely provides a lot of credibility to a lot of skeptical people in the past.
Well, you're nominated.
Nominated.
When did they announce the winner of the Global Award in Biotechnologies?
Well, it's a 2025 award, so I don't know for sure. Okay. However, I've spent an entire day submitting data to provide for us for our nomination and to provide data of why we should be looked at as a possible recipient of the award.
You know, usually when Derek is here, I go online to get the latest health news, but I have determined after doing that for weeks that it's all just clickbait. It's all that BS, the top five vitamins to take now to live longer. It's always they just move around the vitamins and stuff. You know, it's say you know what the deal is. But you're the real deal, Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com. How many products are on there?
I don't know for sure.
Well, how many different things are addressed in your products? Okay, you address weight loss, you address sleep. And so how many ailments or improvements to your body, things can you help people with on your website?
I believe we can correct just about everything. However, there's a time frame involved with that. My latest theory is that with Master Blaster and Gland Ho, I believe that majority of health ailments comes from a lack of fluid within the cellular membrane itself. And that's what precipitated those two formulas to be developed. Is as we age, you know, there's plenty of data that says our brain shrinks as we age.
Well, you know what? It's funny because I'm 70 now, and I'm wondering, when do I get this memory loss thing that I'm supposed to get? And before I met you, I was getting it. And now you woke some cells up or something with your Restore and everything else there. But I'm not forgetting anything. I'm not, except that darn phone that one time in Bishop, California. Don't get me started. That wasn't my fault. But
so it's in persistence. Persistence is key. I mean, I've been taking this for 5+ years, and my brain's still improving. When I develop new formulas, I notice I can start to access different areas of my brain. My brain starts to function even more bigger than it was previously. And when my brain shifts how it's functioning, then it's only going to improve more and more and more. And it's kind of fascinating in a lot of ways.
I don't forget names anymore.
That's
fantastic.
And that
was so embarrassing when I met people, you know, with my wife, and she didn't know who this person was. And I always had to do this. Oh, it's so good to see you. And then look around the room like I'm thinking of something else. And then the other person, I'm so-and-so. I knew John since whatever. Okay, folks, the deal is buy two, get one free. The weight loss bundle, it works. BrainHealthFormulas.com, Derek Lee. And what number can folks call you at?
775-634-7789. And in case people are curious, what I did is I broke down the numbers. And by buying this deal, you actually save $250.
BrainHealthFormulas.com. And the deal is easy to find on the website?
Yep, very bottom of the human products page.
All right, BrainHealthFormulas.com. Derek Lee, good luck on the nomination, my friend. Talk to you next Saturday.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure as always.
99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:58.